Definitely an inspirational story. The first woman in Afghanistan to run a marathon. Just give us a little bit of context for some people who have not yet seen the film in terms of how significant this really is.
Well, I will say watching the film today was a completely different experience than watching it the first time I did in 2020 since the Taliban takeover. So, you know, more than ever, it's so important that we realize the struggles that Afghanistan women are facing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it certainly, I think, is eye-opening for us here in North America to see that there still is, you know, the women still don't have their freedom in parts of the world.
Yeah, and here in Canada as well. You know, It's all over the news, women who get killed just for running outside. So it's something that is terrible. And, you know, the Secret 3K race tries to provide a safe space that's accessible and promotes equality.
Yeah. When we look at this marathon, you know, and it's... so symbolic, right? That symbolism of freedom that we kept hearing about in this movie. What does freedom mean in this broader context?
Oh, that's a difficult question. I think it means something different for everybody, right? Obviously, the meaning of running free is completely different for me as a white woman in Canada than it would be for, you know, Zainab in Afghanistan. So it's really different from person to person, depending on your race or gender or where you live.
Let's just touch a little bit on the Canadian angle. I understand that this individual that we see in the film, I don't have his name off the top of my head, but basically who had that brain... I'm not sure exactly the condition,
the brain clot.
But really, he used that to, you know, to inspire women to run that marathon despite that limitation. Any comments on that aspect of what was covered today?
Well, imagine if he lived in Afghanistan, he'd probably be dead.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's inspired by those women, and you know, it's inspiration all around, right? Like, he is so grateful that he lives in Canada and can get the health care that he needed. So that's inspirational as well. Like, it's just everybody's just inspiring everybody. But yeah, it's incredible to think that if he lived somewhere else, he may not be alive today.
And the Secret 3K marathons now happen on International Women's Day all over the world.
It happens on International Women's Week.
Oh, thank you for that correction.
Yeah. So it happens the Wednesday of International Women's Week, mm-hmm. always, but this year it happens to fall on International Women's Day.
Ah, so this year it happens to be on that same. So tell me a little bit about the Secret 3K in terms of how people could be involved in it or just simply be more aware of it.
Sure. So it's a global run-walk event. You can participate from anywhere in the world. We definitely have a virtual component. And then we have in-person marquee locations across Canada. Kingston is one of them. Kingston is actually one of the most attended marquee locations. So you can register online at thesecret3k.com. And we're also always looking for volunteers to join our organization. We're growing, so there's always opportunities to be part of the organization.
Okay, and bringing it back to your organization, what is some of the work that your organization does?
Sure. So we raise funds for various charities. Our charity partners this year are Women for Women in Afghanistan, the Afghan Sports Trust, which is the same organization that puts on the Marathon of Afghanistan. Obviously, that's on hold right now, but they do other things related to promoting equity and sport for Afghan people. And 261 Fearless, that is an organization that is a global organization, and they just opened their first chapter in Canada.
And I understand that a lot of money has been raised for these organizations. Tell me a little bit about how that money has been raised and how it is benefiting these organizations.
Sure. So, I mean, I'll tell you a an interesting way. In 2020, we raised a lot of funds for the Afghan Sports Trust, and that money was supposed to go to purchasing a time clock for the Marathon of Afghanistan. But when the Taliban took over, that obviously was not a priority anymore, so they pivoted with our permission and spent the money in several ways. One was when a lot of people who were involved in the Secret Marathon film fled to Canada. We helped them pay for things like sports clubs, like being part of them, so they could integrate into Canada more easily. They also used some of that money to rebuild a soccer field in Afghanistan that got bombed. So that's one of the ways that the money helps.
Wow, so just really helping people to integrate into Canada and to also benefit Afghanistan at the same time. So it's kind of, it works both ways.
Yeah, we're really aware that we want to raise money on a global level, but as well as on a local level. We work really closely also with Girl Guides of Canada and in all of our different marquee locations. So, you know, we 2 years ago they were our charity partner, but now they have come on as volunteers with the organization. So yeah, we really want to have an impact globally as well as at the local level.
Okay. Excellent. Well, any other details you want to share about the Secret 3K?
Just that I think that 2023 will be our biggest event ever. So we hope that, you know, Kingston comes out in full force and registers.
Excellent. And for those that want to see this film, The Secret Marathon, where can people see this film?
Sure. So you can actually see it from the Secret Marathon website. So you can go there and click through and you'll be able to see the film.
Perfect. Okay. Thanks very much once again, Tara, for your input today. Thank you.
Thank you.